Hello, you're through to Francesca Ionislaw. How can I help?
It's Patrick McGarry.
Hi, are you okay, Patrick?
Yeah,
Yes.
I'm sorry I haven't been answering calls, but my friend died during the week, I don't know.
I do apologize. I'm sorry to hear
No,
that.
it's not your fault, no, but it's my best friend, no.
Yeah.
He's fine,
Must be.
he's dead, he's lying inside for 10 days, no.
In regards to this call, would you like me to call you back at a later date?
I'm okay, just out of time. Speak to someone else, no?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go through the call then. So, with this application now, so I just need to take some details off you to begin. So, would I be able to get your full name, please?
That's Patrick Peter McGarry.
And have you ever been known by any other names, so while you were in
No.
care or anything?
No.
No. And your date of birth?
It's the 28th of 6, 1965.
The 6th, 1965, yeah?
28th.
28th.
Yes.
And your current address?
It's 45 Curzon Avenue, Cleethorpes, Grimsby, DN359HJ. Oh.
In Cleethorpes, did you say?
Yeah, Cleethorpes.
Yeah.
So I've been going through a really bad time over the last couple of months now, because my brother, I used to be close to my brother when I was a bit younger, no, but he abused me when I was younger as well, no. So that's why I've, another reason I've been a bit angry, picking up my phone, I'm really struggling, so
No, that's okay. So, any point during this phone call, okay, if you need a break or anything like that, just let me know. We can always carry on at another time, okay?
Yeah.
So, Anne, do you recall your address prior to being placed in care?
Yeah, I think it's 83 St Andrews. It's either St Andrews Road or St Andrews and St Andrews Drive, Pollock Shields.
Port Shields.
Pollock Shields.
Could you spell that for me? Sorry.
POLLOKSHIELDS. No, sorry, you can't understand me. It's my accent, no.
That's okay. I'm Welsh as well, so if you need me to repeat anything, just let me know.
Actually like the Welsh language.
It's a lot of mumble jumble, but. And do you recall your parents' names?
Mum's name is Elizabeth and McGarry. My name is McMahon.
Elizabeth McMahon.
McMahon, M small c h a. Yeah, do you mind if I write it down and spell it to you,
Yeah,
please?
no, that's okay. Thank you.
M small c
Yeah.
m a h o n. That was her name before she got married.
Okay. And then it was Magaria.
Yeah, my Gary.
Yeah. And your father's name?
My father's name is Andrew McGarry.
And are you registered with a GP at the moment? So would I be able to take the name of the surgery?
It's Fieldhouse Medical Centre. It's a hard one to do because it's one of the surgeries you go and just get any doctor now.
Yeah, mine's the same.
I can give you the doctor at Welsh Register.
Okay. Is that in Hull?
No, it's in Grimsby. Sorrel Road, SORREL. Road. So road comes with
So it's field house.
field house, yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, discussing experiences connected to this application can be difficult and upsetting. Okay, so just remind us, take your time during the call, and if you need a break or anything, just let me know. Okay.
Yeah,
And do you suffer from any communication difficulties that you wish to make me aware of?
no.
No. So the purpose of the call today, so I'll explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you. I'll go to your options, explain how INS Law operates, then we'll go to the funding and fees, and then we'll gather some initial information on whether we can assess you and how we can assist you. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yep, perfect. So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies, and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So it's important, so I want to make sure you understand all of your options before you decide whether to instruct us, okay?
Yes.
So you're able to apply directly to the scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fees Scheme, and then they're paid by the government for assisting you with your application.
I'd
So under
rather
the...
use lawyers. I don't want to do it
No.
myself.
Yeah, so under the government scheme, so the solicitors can receive up to £2,000 plus the VAT from the government for assisting you with the application, whether you're successful or not. So with us, we're INS Law, so we don't operate under the statutory schemes. So we don't claim the government-funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we're not paid by the government for assisting you.
Yep.
Yep,
That's
so would I just be able to double-check that you've not had like any communication with any of the solicitors talked in relation to the Scottish Redress Scheme on your behalf?
it.
No. So our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if you're unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And then if you withdraw your application on our advice, again, you pay nothing. So if you are successful and you receive the redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on the time spent and then a success fee. However, so the total fees, including the VAT, they're capped at no more than 16% plus the VAT of your redress payments. You never pay more than the agreed cap. So there's no prior fees. It's all no win, no fee. Is that all okay?
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
fine.
Do you have any questions so far?
No, I haven't been trying so
Okay.
far.
Perfect. So I can't guarantee the application will be successful or the level of award the scheme may award you. So they operate on a discretionary basis. So I can explain that in greater detail later on. So if you decide to instruct us, so we assist with the eligibility for you to apply to the scheme. We gather and review all the evidence for you, and then we prepare and submit the full application. We do all the corresponding with the scheme, and then if an offer is made, then we can advise you on them. We explain the statutory waiver.
My two brothers got a claim in as well against these people.
Yeah, so have they gone through a...
Yeah, one of them's waiting on his money coming through just now.
Yeah. So then, if an award is offered to you as well, we'll explain the statutory waiver, and it's important so it can affect your ability to pursue future civil claims for the matter. So, we're not expected to accept an offer unless you fully understand the consequences. And then, if you're unhappy with the outcome, then we can assist you with any reconsideration or review processes within the scheme as well. So, if a redress offer is made to you, like I said, we'll fully explain the statutory waiver before you decide whether to accept anything, okay? So you also have a right to cancel. So if you decide to proceed with us, you have 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement, and then you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And you can also authorise us to begin work immediately while your cancellation right still remains. Would you be happy for us to do that?
Yeah, I'll be free
Yeah.
to do that, yeah.
And also, so we're able to formally act for you, we require proof of identity for verification purposes. So we'll need a copy of a photo ID, and then a proof of address dated within 3 months of today's date. So, are you able to provide photo ID?
I should be able to get that sorted, yeah.
Yeah, so if.
Because I looked at it and I already gave all my ID and all that sorted.
What was that, sorry?
I already started a claim and I end up I've done all that, sent all my ID and that so I should be able to get it done again, no?
Yeah, so did you sign any contracts with them though?
Yes, yeah, I signed it and I cancelled it. I tell them,
You've cancelled it.
cancelled it, yeah, because I've seen
Okay.
flashbacks and all that throughout, no?
Okay. So what I'll do, I'll send over the email now, regarding the proof of identity and address. Just so you have the information there already. So following this conversation, if you're happy to proceed with us, you sign the contracts, we'll need those then further down the line. So if you get those to us as quickly as possible, that'd be perfect, okay? So just a few more questions and then we'll move on to the case settings, okay? So in regards to contacting you, so are you okay with call and text messages and emails?
Okay.
Are you okay for us to call you and email you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay. And have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses?
No.
No, no problem. And there's also an option that you can add a beneficiary onto your application. Is that something you'd like to do?
What's up?
You can add a beneficiary onto your application. So if anything was to happen to you, it would be passed over to them.
Yeah, my sister. She's my
Yeah.
girl.
Yeah. Michaela.
No, she's my carer.
Oh, sorry. Would I be able to take your name, please?
Her name's Christina McFarlane.
And how do I spell that surname, sorry?
CHR. IFP.
Yeah. And the surname?
INA. Did you get the first name?
Yeah,
CHR
Christina. And
Yeah.
then the surname, if possible.
She's, I don't know if she's divorced yet. I think she is. Yeah, she is. I'm
That's okay.
married to
Yeah.
McFarlane.
McFaldon.
McFarlane.
Oh, sorry. Would you able to spell that?
Yeah. MMACFARLANE.
McFarlane, perfect. And her date of birth?
Oh, I don't know the other.
That's
Yeah.
okay. So, do you have a contact number for her or an email address?
Yep. Give you a phone number.
Perfect.
075
Yeah.
084 744 36.
So further down the line, we'll probably need the date of birth. But do you know her
Yeah,
current
I can
address?
get. No, I don't. She just moved into a new house. I can get
No.
all that tomorrow
Yeah.
for you.
Yeah, that's okay. If you could either give us a call and I'll pop it in, or if you send us an email
Yeah.
with the information, that'd be great.
And get all that stuff sorted to you.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you.
Oh.
So, just including impact factors now. So, have you received any relevant payments, so criminal injuries compensation related to the abuse or court ordered damages?
No.
No. And have you received any advance payment scheme payments?
No.
No. And do you have any criminal convictions?
Yeah, I've got convictions.
Yeah, so they're asking for convictions related to rape or murder, or if you've received a sentence of imprisonment of 5 years or more for a relevant violent or sexual offence.
No sexual offences.
No, so have you been in imprisonment for over 5 years?
Yeah, I've done a 10-year sentence.
Yeah, and what was that related to?
Assault and robbery. All my convictions, you know, being in prison up relates to my abuse, you know.
And what prison were you sentenced to?
I was in Shorts, SHOTTS, Shorts HMP.
So for assault and robbery, did you say?
Yeah.
So moving on to the case settings now. So would you be able to tell me the names of the case settings you were placed in with approximate time frames for each of them, if you can recall?
I was in St Ninian's. I think I was about 10 when I went into St Ninian's. That was a place that was run by the priests.
St Ninian's, did you say?
St Ninian's, STNINNIANS.
And what area was that one in?
That was Stirlingshire.
And you said you were about 10 years old, yeah?
Yeah.
And how long were you there for?
About 2 years.
And are there any other case settings?
Yeah, I was in St Philip's. I can't remember when I was in St Philip's. I think I was 15.
Yeah, and how would I be spelling that one, sorry?
STPHILIPS.
Sorry, would you be able to spell that again for me? I can't seem to find it.
STPHIL. I don't know if it's a double L, maybe IPS. So the name Philip.
Saint Philip's.
Saint Philip's, yes.
Yeah.
That's in Airdrieshire.
And do you have any recollection of approximate dates that you were there?
No, I would have to get the dates through the social workers or something.
Yeah, that's okay. So we'll be able to get all your records on your behalf regarding all of that anyway. So there's no stress. As long as
that would be great if you could do that, man.
Yeah. So was that one before or after St Ninian's?
That was after St Ninian's.
After, okay.
I was in St John's as well.
St John's.
I was in St John's for just over a year.
Yeah, and was that after as well?
Yeah, I was just 16.
Yeah. So you were about 16?
Yeah.
Yeah. So was that the one in Glasgow?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and are there any others?
Suppose. I was in I think it's Lark Scove.
What was that, sorry?
Lark Scove, LARCHGROVE.
Scrove.
That's in Edinburgh Road, Glasgow.
Edinburgh Road, Glasgow, yeah. Perfect. And when were you there?
I think I was about... I was in Glasgow just before I went to St Ninian's. I was only there for about 6 months.
For St Ninian's?
I left Glasgow and went to St Ninian's.
So about 1975?
Yeah, roughly.
That's okay. It was as long as we've got approximate dates, then when we can access all of your records, then we should be able to get the time frames.
Yeah, because that's one of the reasons why I kind of pulled out my last claim as well, because they were trying to get me to do it.
Yes. If you apply by yourself, you have to try and gather everything yourself, and it's just a lot of work, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I'm putting it off. So I really appreciate it. You help me with that, no?
Yeah, no problem. So, in regards to these case settings now, would you be able to tell me about your time in each one of them? So, the first one, so you were in Glasgow to begin with. So, was the first one you were placed in Larchgrove, or was it the.
The first one I went into was Larchgrove.
Yeah, so would you be able to tell me about Larchgrove?
I was only in there for 6 months. I was in there. The boys was the adults and youngsters. We split up. I was in there with my two brothers. They went to a different hall for me. I can't really remember much about Larchgrove, no, but I went through abuse. I got battered and that all the time, no.
So did you say it was for young adults and children? And you were separated into different units? Yeah. So did you experience abuse while you were there?
No, really as bad as what happened at St. Ninian's, no. I used to get slapped about and that, no, but it was only for 6 months.
It is, regardless of the time frame, you shouldn't have experienced what you did.
St. Ninian's was the worst thing, true sex abuse, no, and
So in Larchgrove, you said so there was some physical, so you were slapped.
slapped and kicked. Used to get
And
up and kicked every day in there.
so was that used as a form of punishment? So what kind of things would you be punished for?
Just they wanted to march and things like that. No, and if you done it, never done it right, you just slap you about. Sometimes they would pull you out and take you into a room separate, no, and kick you about. Me and my brothers got an arm, I'm sure they get broken legs in that school.
Your brothers were left with broken legs. You experience any psychological or mental abuse while you were there?
Yeah, that's I still suffer with that now, psychological and mental abuse.
So, is it in things that they said or the way they treated you? What kind of.
Just the way they treated me, no. It's horrible.
And in regards to your care, so were you neglected of any care or anything like that? So what you should have been given, any hygiene or food or any basic, were all of those given to you?
In showers, no, and the water would be cold most times. Then the way he would speak to you in front of people, bring you down in front of the older people as well, no. Times they wouldn't even let us get dressed at times, you'd have us running about in pyjamas. I was only a wee boy, I shouldn't have really been in the place, no.
So they say they wouldn't dress you properly.
Yes. I wake up during the night and I'm up against the wall, panicking. It still happens to me now. I'm getting through a bad time in this room.
So you wake up at night leaning against the wall.
I take panic attacks and got I suffer from post PTSD and anxiety and depression. My young sister, I stayed with her for working down the Grinvey. Not the lad, I used to have to go in and wake you up at night time because I'd be screaming for help, shouting for help all the time. You know? That's one of the reasons why I moved down here, because I was, I thought I was scared because I was shouting for help all the time. You know?
Yeah.
My sister told me my social worker, she didn't know how to deal with it, she couldn't deal with it, I don't know.
Okay, so following that one then, you were placed in St. Ninian's.
Yeah.
So would you be able to talk me through that one?
That was the worst one.
It's okay, take your time.
You used to take you downstairs to get all your kit, your food and all that kind of stuff. It was a matron. You were going to have room one at a time. I can't remember the guy's name. In fact, I can't. Jimmy McKinsey, his name was.
Yeah.
She would give you all your kit, your armors, your soaps and shoes and everything. She only way out the room with your kit. And tell you to take it out and pick up a box. And you picked up the box, you can get like these socks for you.
Was that when you went to pick up your stuff?
No, when after it picked up, well, the clothes and all that, when we were going out the room, they tell you to take it out and pick another box up. It's lying on the floor, and when you picked it up, the electricity was run through you, you got a big shock.
Yeah.
You only meant to pick it up, no, that was him just being abusing us, no.
So you say it was physical abuse?
I went through sexual abuse in Manila as well.
So in regards to the physical abuse, so you said when you went to go get your so they send you down one by one to go get your kit.
Yeah.
And then they'd push you on the floor, did you say?
Yeah, they tell you to pick up a box that was lying on the floor.
Okay.
And then you pick the box up, you get an electric shock through you, so it's horrible. Man. You didn't have a choice. You meant to pick the box up, but you didn't pick it up. No.
So some of them would give you an electric shock?
Yeah, it's just the one box, you know, tell everybody to pick up, and it would give everybody a shock one at a time, you know.
So you were told to pick it up and then they would punish you for picking them up?
No, when they picked it up, I don't know what they done, but it gave us an electric shock, you know, but I don't know if they pressed a switch or whatever. And that was my first day. I never getting my uniform and that.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that. It's, my life's been held through that. So that's why I turned to drugs and that. I'm 61 years old and I'm still on methadone.
Yeah. Different ways of coping, isn't it?
Yeah.
So in regards to physical abuse, so what other physical abuse did you experience?
I used to get kicked about when she and me went upstairs at night time before we go to our bed, and in the morning when we got up as well, they would take us out of dorms. It was dorms, and there was a couple of single dorms. Most of the rooms were dorms that we slept in. I think it's 5 or 6 years, isn't it? And they would take us in the morning, make you line up in your pyjamas outside the ablutions before you, just where you stood to get yourself washed and all that. And they would give you a razor. But you didn't have a choice. Everybody had to take a razor. To shave, to Something's wrong with the kids, you know what I mean? They didn't even have a go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You didn't have to have a shave, they would slap you about, kick you about, and punch you. And if that wasn't good enough, they would fling you in the showers and turn on the cold water as well. Everything, what shower was usually cold water.
So was that every morning that they would line you up outside the dorm?
Every morning, yeah.
And they'd make you shave every day, or was that just sometimes?
You didn't have a choice. You had to shave. You didn't shave, you'd slapped a bit of place and kicked a bit of place. The night time was the worst. I used to get barred all the time, and people would try and get in my bed at night time. The boy to the left of me.
What was that, sorry?
In the end of our beds, the boy to the left of me used to try and get in my bed at night time. Touch me up, no.
Was that done by a staff member or another?
This was a boy. I always remember him. I remember his name as well. His name was Thomas McFall. One night there was a couple of boys, but I only remember this one's name because he was right next to me. Mostly every night they would try things like that, you know, and they'd just batter us about and just pure abusers.
So what, that was most nights?
Yeah, I used to wait to bed for it so that. And it's not that. You had to tell me you'd wet the bed and they would bar you for wetting the bed.
So if you wet the bed, they would come in and then beat you up in the bed?
There's a night watchman, I know. Sometimes they would take you so you can abuse you. I can't remember the watchman's name. But the abuse I suffered was during school. Times quite a lot. I can't remember how many houses there was. I was in a house called St. George's, and there was another three. And one of the other things is you get made to go to chapel in the morning. You didn't have a choice. If you try to refuse it, you get barred. And that was constant. So there was always somebody getting barred, you know. I actually done the toilet in my underwear one day because of the abuse I was getting. Not just off the priest. Off the people, the other boys that was in as well, because I had to get changed one day because I was smelling, of course I was smelling because I'd done the toilet in my underwear.
So you went to the toilet in your underwear?
No. I had done the toilet in my underwear.
Okay.
Because I was getting abused and kicked about all the place. And there was a lady that worked in our room, it was called Mrs. Doherty. She took me, got me changed and got me clean underwear as well. Oh, I always remember her. But that was quite regular for me now because I was getting abused, you know.
Yeah. So you say when you used to wet the bed, was that due to the abuse or was it during?
No, it was due to the abuse.
Yeah. Was that due to the sexual abuse?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when that would happen, then would the staff come in and punish you for it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the priest was called, and my dorm was called Brother Patrick. And he was in charge of the boys in our unit. And during the day, sometimes he would take you out and let you go on the horses and things like that. And they used to have me sheep, grow young sheep up and the adults. And they made you feed them, and they always used to give you bottles of milk, to eat on the end of it, and they made you feed the sheep as well, even if you didn't want it, you made to there. But see, that's another one. I suffer bad with it, no? Because they always used to put me on a horse. He didn't let me put a hat on when I was getting on the horse. This horse was called Peebles, it was called the horse. It was a Shetland pony, black one.
Yeah.
And then the time I went on it, it would fucking start hitting me with a whip. It was an annoying horse. When I was running on, it would put me off all the time. And I never
he would hit you while you were on the horse?
Yeah, and he always used to hit me with his knuckles on my head all the time. No, only him, there was another staff member that done it as well. But that's one of the ones that I suffer.
Yeah.
See, if I'm out in the street, I don't go out my house. I only go out my house once a week. I came into Grimsby in 2015, and I don't go out my house. I take panic attacks, no, that's why my sister cares for me. If I go anywhere, my sister's got to drive me, she's got to take me, so she had. If I see anybody with a uniform, with a quicker than that, I start getting my PTSD's bad, that I take flashbacks, no, I can't even like shop and things like that, because I suffer with PTSD and I take panic attacks in the shops and things like that as well.
Yeah.
There's another one that used to go to school during the week, no, in the classes, and I used to go into a maths class, and once that was finished, I would go into a music class, and I'm sure the priest's name was Brother Pius that ran the, no, Brother Alban, that's was his name, A-L-B-U-R-N, Brother Alban, and see, when I was in the music class, I used to play the recorder.
Yeah.
Anytime I was learning to play it, he would shout me up to his desk. He would be sitting behind his desk on a chair. And he would sit you on his knee, tell you what things to play, tunes to play. You see, when he's sitting you on his knee and you're playing the thing, you could feel him getting hard against your leg, and he was rubbing my leg, and that's where it
was. That when you made any mistakes while you were playing the recorder?
Yeah. It was just fear abuse, sexual abuse, because I could feel him getting hard when I was playing it now.
Yeah.
Sometimes I would try and attack him. I'm with a chair and things like that.
Yeah.
And I go to that every week. And that was constant, so it was.
Say one time you tried to attack him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what happened after that?
I get took back to. I went to the house master's first and and back to the house.
Yeah.
With the bunch shirt right now. Sometimes it's hard, sometimes I can't remember because I try to block it out, no?
Yeah, it's a natural response to block things out.
I wasn't the only one that happened to the other boys, no?
Yeah.
The headmaster, I think it was the deputy headmaster, I ran away from the place one day, it was snowing, me and a couple of other boys, and we were away out in the middle of the country, and the snow was getting really bad, and we didn't know where we were, how to get home, or how to get back to the place we just left, ran away from it, and it was just the police were out looking for me. Me and other boys and the police found us and took us back to the place. that as well. There was a certain teacher, I'm sure it was a prepared man, his name was Mr. McDougall. But he was married to that Mrs. Docherty. Helped me when I was soiling my underwear and she would get me clean underwear. He was married to her, I remember. His name was Mr. McDougall. He was another one that used to, if he wasn't hitting us with a roar on the knuckles, he would be smacking my head away between these knuckles, no? When I was every day, I got every day off him. The brother Chris, he used to fucking kick fuck at me. He's annoying me.
Yeah. So you mentioned that there was forms of sexual assault. So it was done mostly by the other boys in the school. And then that music teacher. Was there any other occasions with staff?
Not really with sexual abuse. It was just that brother Alban. But there was a boy that used to throw him in the toilets and that, and touch me up and that, and try and get me to touch him.
Yeah.
His name was James Casey. I bumped into this boy, I think he was in the 80s. At a football game, a Celtic game. He was coming in selling the sweets, macaroon bars and things like that. And I went to buy sweets and I just looked up and it was a boy for some reasons, no? And he knew, because I could tell the way he was looking at me, no? He remembered what he'd done to me. I was really sick to work the full game, I ended up losing before the end.
Yeah.
I got abused every day. A lot of different stuff abused, you know.
Yeah. So in regards to that one now, so is there anything else that you can recall from that place, any incidents that you'd like to add to the statement? So with these ones, so further down the line, once your application is accepted with redress, one of my colleagues will be taking a witness statement with you. So we'll have all your timelines, all your records and everything like that. And
yeah.
It'll be a more in-depth statement. Is that okay?
Yeah. They used to want you, I think it was a Friday, come back to Sunday. They would drop you off in the Glasgow City Centre in a van, a blue van, and they would pick you up on the Sunday. I think it was 4 o'clock. You had to be in the van for, if you weren't in for that, 4 o'clock, they would just leave. If you weren't there on time, you were left. A couple of times I failed to go back, no? And a couple of times I ran away for it. So that should all be noted then, especially when I ran away and the police caught us.
Yeah, that'll definitely all be in the report. So following that one then, so we've got St. Philip's and St. John's. So did you experience any abuse in these places?
No, really. I did sometimes get kicked about, things like that.
Yeah.
Mostly at night time as well.
Which one's this at?
St. Philip's.
St. Philip's.
Yeah. But in St. John's, there was peace. Ran out as well. I was abused in there.
Would you say at night time in St. Philip's?
Yeah, it's at night time in St. Philip's mostly. The night watchman would drag you, sometimes kick you about, no? And St. John's. I get kicked about a few times, but the worst time was one day I get up for morning breakfast. I think it was only about a dozen in each unit.
Yeah.
Take my breakfast one day. One of the boys was listening to a David Bowie album, one of the music centers. And then I asked him to turn it up. The staff member that was on that morning told him to get it off. And I can't even remember what I said or what God says. But he punched me right half the chair I was sitting on, so he did.
What was that, sorry?
He punched me right off the chair.
Was this one of the boys?
No, one of the staff members. It wasn't one of the priests, he was an outside worker, so it was. I can't even remember his name. But I remember when he done it to me. Because I thought, at first I thought it slapped me, you know, it was that hard. And when it bleached, you know, it punched me. My face was pure red. And I just, since you done it, and I flew like out of the chair, fell back, and I got up. But I never went and sat back to that table. I ran away. I ran out the main doors. And I ran home. And I'm sure I told my dad. I'm sure he took me back to the place.
Yeah, and why were you first placed into care?
The first time it was, that's when I ended up at Larks Grove. That was the very first time. It was, I was stealing brick into a big unit. It had all new cars in it, and I started driving, smashing them up. With my brothers and two brothers.
Okay. So in regards to your statements now, so I've written most of it up. And then I'll get them all finished into complete statements for you. So is there anything that you'd like to add for any of the places?
I'm getting a bit mixed up now.
Yeah, no, that's okay, no problem. So following this now, so there's two types of applications that we can pursue under the scheme. So there's the fixed payment of £10,000, and it's a fixed amount regardless of the severity of abuse you suffered. And then there's the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000. So it's decided by a closed panel dependent on the level of abuse you suffered. So based on previous awards by the scheme and the severity of abuse you've suffered, so we're pursuing the individually assessed payment. Yeah, that okay.
What did you say? I never caught that. Right.
So there's the ones, there's the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000. So it's decided by a closed panel, dependent on the level of abuse you suffered. So we're pursuing the individually assessed payments. Yeah. So the second one, is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
So you won't be required to attend any meetings with the redress scheme in person. So we'll do all of the witness statement on your behalf to the scheme, with all the correspondence, so you only have to be in communication with me, and then when it moves to the other team, then with one of them. Is that all okay? So regarding this now, so I will get these written up now, and then everything that we've spoken about today, so the next step then would for me to be send you the contract.
I'll get all the information from my system.
You can send that over at any time in this week, if that's okay. I'll get this written up now, and then I'll send you an email then, so it'll contain the contracts. There'll be a client care letter, a conditional fee agreement, and a letter of authority. It'll be part one and part two, which will contain all the information that we've spoken about today, so the information you've given me. So I'll get this written up now, and then if you want, so I can give you a call back in about 20 minutes when I send the contracts over. Just if you have any questions about anything, and then help you with the contracts. Is that okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, so I'll give you a call in about 20, 25 minutes. Okay.
Yeah, that's okay. Thanks very much for your time.
Perfect. Thank you very much, too. I'll speak to you shortly. Okay.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye.